Medical workers in Southern California. Oakland, California, May 1, 1902. To our medical workers in Southern California. I have a decided message for our people. The Lord does not require them to provide facilities for the entertainment of the tourists coming to Los Angeles. The establishment of an institution for this purpose would be setting a wrong example before the Lord's people. The result would not justify the effort put forth. Why do we establish sanitariums? That the sick who come to them for treatment may receive relief from physical suffering and may also receive spiritual help. As the sick ones come, they are in a condition that renders them susceptible to the sanctifying influence of the medical missionaries who labor to restore soul and body. Medical missionary work is to be carried forward in Southern California. But much is involved in the location of the sanitarium in that section. In their restlessness and haste, men are in danger of making moves without giving due consideration as to what the result of these moves will be. Often they fail to see that there is danger of going too fast and thus bringing in confusion. It is the duty of the Lord's workers to move when they know that the Lord desires them to move, not before. Until the word comes, go forward, their part is to wait. To obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of lambs. 1 Samuel 15, verse 22. While they are waiting, they may learn lessons of trust and confidence. Thus they may gather stores of wisdom and experience. There is much to be learned in seeking the Lord and submitting to His will. Medical missionary work in Southern California is to be carried forward by the establishment, in various places, of small sanitariums, not by the establishment of one mammoth institution for the accommodation and entertainment of a promiscuous company of pleasure lovers, who would bring with them all their intemperate ideas and practices. Such an institution would absorb the time and talent of workers who are needed elsewhere. Our capable men are to be set at work in sanitariums established and conducted for the definite purpose of preparing minds for the reception of the truth for this time. We are not to absorb the time and strength of men capable of carrying forward the Lord's work in the way He has outlined, in an enterprise for the accommodation and entertainment of pleasure seekers, whose greatest desire is to gratify self. It would be perilous to the safety of the workers to connect them with such an enterprise. Let us keep our young men and young women from all such dangerous influences. And should our brethren engage in such an enterprise, they would not advance the work of soul-saving as they think they would. Our sanitariums are to be established for one object, the advancement of present truth. And they are to be so conducted that a decided impression in favor of the truth will be made on the minds of those who come to them for treatment. The conduct of the workers, from the head manager to the worker occupying the lowliest position, is to tell on the side of truth. The institution is to be pervaded by a spiritual atmosphere. We have a warning message to bear to the world, and our earnestness, our devotion to God's service, is to impress those who come to our sanitariums. Sanitariums are to be established as soon as possible in different places in Southern California. No more time is to be wasted in the endeavor to bring every man's ideas into harmony with the Lord's plan. Let a beginning be made in several places. If possible, purchase land on which buildings are already erected. Then let appropriate enlargement be made as the prosperity of the work demands. The sick cannot fail to be benefited by a stay at a sanitarium established in a retired place in the country, beautified by nature's lovely adornings. In such a place they will find health of body and peace of mind. We are living at the very close of this earth's history, and we are to move cautiously, understanding what the will of the Lord is, and imbued with His Spirit, doing work that will mean much to the Lord's cause, work that will proclaim the warning message to a world infatuated, deceived, perishing in sin.